We are very much disturbed and saddened by this development. When the cabinet visited the area through the Deputy Prime Minister, Professor Mtambara, we were assured and we were given permission to till the land, especially those areas that the company had not tilled. Like the company had gone beyond the boundary and also grew their sugar cane. So the instruction is that where there is no sugar cane, that land which is arid, we should plow it. So after the celebration of the Christmas, the villagers just went to their fields to plow just like their usual norm. Since then. So they've been arrested when they were doing their normal business, and we are shocked that the arrest happened when the police came with the trucks from the company. So we feel that the company is using undue influence to influence the police to arrest the villagers.
Who owns this piece of land?
The land, according to the laws of the country, is communal land. So the villagers have been using these lands since 1900. ADA came around 1965. And when they came, the arrangement that is there between the company and the ADA is based on the ADA boundary. And the boundary is well known. There is no dispute between that boundary. So the company is supposed to do business only within the boundary. So where the villagers have been arrested is beyond the boundary. So it's communal land. It belongs to the villagers unless and until the government of the they designate the land for other purposes. So far, according to the law and the processes and the proceedings, the land still belongs to the community until otherwise.